Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with My Opel, rewarding loyalty and taking care of members.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
It's 18 months since most people packed up belongings, left the office behind, and one thing we haven't been missing is switching out of the suits and stilettos for runners and sweatpants. But with a return to the workplace on the cards, could now be the perfect time to create a capsule wardrobe of office staples. Well, here to talk to us about back to office fashion are Darren Kennedy, presenter and fashion entrepreneur, and Trina McCarthy, beauty editor with the Sunday Independent. You're very welcome.
Thank you. I'm in a slight state of euphoria over here because my children went back to school this morning.
Free time.
I'm a bit giddy. I'm a little bit giddy, I must tell you already.
Before we start talking about this, Darren, we had a chat earlier on in the week about sustainable fashion and not buying too much. So we want to create a sort of a sensible wardrobe here. We're not telling people to go out and splurge, are we, Darren? It's just the few pieces that we'll take you through.
No. Claire, you've hit the nail on the head. And actually, one of the things that I wanted to kind of really emphasize is it's not about going out and investing in a new wardrobe. If anything, it's about falling back in love with the things that we already have. Because you know what? Old things are just as exciting as the new ones. And you only have to look at pop star Olivia Rodrigo, who was wearing vintage Chanel to the White House a couple of weeks ago. Oh. And she looked absolutely stunning.
Darren, like your line just popped on us there. But yes, that's one thing, though. Vintage Chanel, well, is one thing. But pulling out the grubby old thing you've had for 5 years out of the back of the wardrobe, maybe not so exciting.
Well, speaking of vintage, it's actually secondhand September, as they're calling this month. And, you know, looking at things that are pre-loved. And I was watching RTÉ last night, Style Counsellors, and Style Queen Eileen was on, and she was showing a suit that she bought 38 years ago now. Okay, it was Saint Laurent, was fabulous. But I'm loving that vibe because, listen, we all don't have the budget to go out and buy, you know, a whole new wardrobe. So just as Darren said, we can now shop from our own wardrobe. So I think this is a key thing to do. Maybe take a few hours on Saturday morning, go into your wardrobe and have a look at what you have and think, okay, do I like this? Do I wear it? Does it need repairing? You know, I never bought the belt I needed to go with those trousers. You know, make a list. There's some things you're going to get rid of. There's some things that you're going to fall back in love with again, as Darren said. And then there's things that, you know, you need mended and repaired. And then there's things you can actually go and sell. There's some amazing consignment stores, they're called. Actually, for our Cork listeners, there's a great place called Nafisa. It's in Cork City. I was in there recently. And it's huge. You can bring in your clothes, sell them. Teresa, the owner, will sell them. And then that gives you enough money to go and buy the things that are missing, the holes in your wardrobe, the things that you're like, I need a new coat. I can't wear that one anymore. You know, so there's ways and means. And it doesn't matter what your budget is. There's, you know, because you can go to the high street as well, or actually, my inspiration is Eileen Style Queen. When I saw her trying on her suit on the show last night, I was like, I might shop in my own wardrobe, but I might just check out my mammy's wardrobe as well at home and school. She might have a few nice bits as well.
Always a good idea. Always a good idea. Darren, one thing, though, I hope that we don't forget now with this return to the office is comfort. And I think we have changed a little bit, haven't we? I mean, trainers clearly are much more acceptable now.
Yeah, do you know what, Claire? And it's even, it goes beyond comfort, if you ask me. If the pandemic has taught us anything, it's that we really need to focus on the important things in life. So when you look at your wardrobe, and I've been a big proponent for a long time of shopping what I already have in my own wardrobe, and it's about making your wardrobe work for you. So, I mean, flashback, you know, 18, 19 months ago, how many people can resonate with that every morning conundrum? You get up early, you have a coffee, and half your wardrobe is on the floor as you struggle to try and find something to wear. And it's just such a waste. It's such a waste of time. It's such a waste of brain space. So look at your wardrobe and edit it down. It's not about, and I think the key here again is, it's not about adding more to your wardrobe. It's actually about editing it down so you know the pieces you have work and they're interchangeable. So in actual fact, your morning routine is getting a little bit easier. That's what I do. It's like, uncomplicate your life. Make it simple on yourself. And an easy way to do that, and here's an easy tip, right? monochromatic dressing. So wearing one color in different shades. Obviously, the classic is black and white. We know it works. It's a fail-safe. It's a staple of fashion down through the decades. So, you know, if you struggle with color and combinations, well, an easy thing to do is, okay, with my work wardrobe, I'm going to have a few white shirts and a few black trousers and skirts, or vice versa. Likewise, if navy's your color, we'll go with different shades of blue. So, you know, actually, I'm a man. I've got a really nice navy suit. So I know those suit trousers are going to work with a lovely light blue jumper, in the same way that the blazer is going to work with a nice dark pair of jeans for casual Friday. And then the comfort still comes in there, Claire. And I think that's key. It's like, you know, I even had it myself, right? I'm talking to you today from London, my first time back in London for work since the pandemic hit. And tonight, I've got my first glamorous event in nearly 2 years, the GQ Men of the Year Awards.
Ooh, and I was like, Thanks for the invite. It's your plus one, Darren.
I'm so excited, right? But my biggest conundrum was, well, do I go formal and wear a tux, or do I wear kind of dress down tailoring? And you know what? I've thought, I haven't had an opportunity to wear a tuxedo in about 2 years. I am going head to toe tux.
All out. All out.
That's called revenge dressing, I believe. It's where, you know, you're just like, okay, I'm going to take revenge on what's gone on. And I'm going to, listen, I was short of wearing a ball gown in here today, and glitter and sparkles. And I would say my top tip, if you want to hear Cheesy Trina's tip over here, I would say wear your biggest smile as well, Darren.
Always. You know what? Life, listen.
Stop guffawing over there, Claire.
No, I agree. I think you're right. I'm very excited about Darren going off in his tux tonight. It just sounds so unusual and exotic given what we've been through and the lack of events. But I want to come back to the work wardrobe and the comfort point I was making earlier, Trina. Do we have to say goodbye to the stretchy, comfortable things, or can we get away with
using
them?
Well, here's the thing. There's a whole kind of new way of dressing now where, you know, everyone loves their leggings and, you know, basically my pajamas are threadbare at this stage because I've worn nothing but, you know, I've waist up workwear is what we've been doing
with the Zoom calls.
So it's hard to go back into, like, the first time I put on a pair of jeans with a button and a zip and I was like, how did I even wear these before? But so Sweaty Betty, they're in Arnott's and Brown Thomas, they have this new kind of hybrid. A lot of places are doing them, Dunn's as well, and I think Penny, Marks and Spencer, everyone has a version of these kind of stretchy trousers that are almost like leggings or kind of tracksuit bottoms or joggers, whatever you want to call them, but they look smarter, but they're supreme. Extremely comfort.
So are they looser on the leg than
they're
leggings?
They're looser on the leg and they have elasticated. Oh, we love a bit of elasticated waist, especially after the summer. Oh my goodness.
But do you know what? Menswear, sorry to cut across you, Trina, is doing the exact same thing. And that's the thing. It's the comfort. It's like things like drawstring pants on sweatpants that everyone's used to wearing. You'll find like tailored pieces now in the likes of Reiss, Massimo Dutti, even, you know, the high street, H&M, Zara, where you can find like actually quite tailored pleated trousers, and they'll have that really comfortable drawstring waist, so it ticks both of those boxes.
And you don't have to wear flipping Spanx on. Is there anything worse than having underwear on that's too tight for you? Am I speaking just about myself, or have you ever done it? Like, it
well,
is...
I'm still with you on the jeans. I think, you know, a lot of people are just saying, I'm putting up with that stuff anymore. Just.
But that's just, isn't it great that we have this new appreciation for comfort, that we have a new appreciation for, you know, just like, I'm always in a better mood when I have a cute outfit on me. I know I look like a children's entertainer today. I have a big colourful
beautiful
jumper.
Knit. It looks like a hand-knitted jumper.
I would love to say that I spent the last lockdown knitting it myself, not just yet. I still have to get around to doing things like that. But I love this kind of, you know, all the kind of new things that are coming in that I'm excited about. We don't have to be as formal. You know, all the tech companies were trying to do casual Fridays for ages. And now I feel that, you know, it's like if you have a suit, there's a new way to wear a suit. You don't necessarily have to wear the skirt or the trousers. You can still wear the blazers and wear your kind of stretchy pants underneath. You can wear trainers. Like, people are finding it very hard to get back into wearing heels. You know, it's
and a t-shirt rather than a shirt or a blouse.
Exactly. Or shirts, like loose shirts, are just basically an upgrade from your pyjama top. So, you know, and they're lovely and comfortable to wear, and you don't have to wear a tight bra or Spanx underneath. I'm so over all that foundation.
But Darren, there was a prediction, wasn't there, from a number of fashion experts throughout all of this, that there would be like a big bang return to full on glamour. I don't know. Do you see that? Well, you'll see it tonight when you're out in your tucks, but.
Well, you see, I think there are extremes. And I think absolutely the pendulum will swing back again. Like if we look at the runways now, you look at the likes of, you know, Stella McCartney, Marc Jacobs, Celine, and they're all prioritizing loose comfort through the likes of leg pants, oversized sweaters, tops. Yeah, which is great. And the brilliant thing is this has been coming pre-pandemic. It was kind of, we called it athleisure at the time. Yeah. And it's just the pandemic, like with so many things, has kind of sped up the process. So even in menswear, you know, I see guys and they're like, I'm looking for a blazer that's smart casual, but I don't want it to be like a tailored blazer. And I'm like, okay, well then what you need to do is prioritize the fabric. So get your blazer in a jersey fabric. It's going to be super comfortable, deconstructed, unlined. So you still get that kind of general silhouette of like a blazer, but the comfort level is still there. But to go back to your point, Claire, I think the glamour dressing will come back, but it'll be much, I don't think it's going to be to the extent that it was where everyone was getting dressed up to the nines to go to the office. It'll be occasion-led. And I think that's great as well, because it's all about yin and yang. Mm-hmm.
I bet, though, for some people who haven't been in the office for so long, there'll be an excitement about going back.
Absolutely.
And you'll want to get dressed up and full face on.
Yeah. There's definitely that, the excitement of getting to, you know, because we've all been sitting at home in pyjamas and sweatpants. Like I work from home and my husband would come home and I'd have the same thing on. You know, it got a bit better as it went on. And as I said, the big shop was the big excitement that, you know, during the week,
for
you know,
all of
you'd
us.
Actually
yeah,
go
still.
And, you know. But and actually, another thing I've noticed as well is beauty-wise, we had gone very full-on glamour, hadn't we? And now I think there's a real pared-back kind of, you know, tinted moisturisers are where it's at. We're not really wearing lipsticks. We're wearing tinted balms. You know, I feel like, you know, if you just have your eyebrows done and then wear a tinted balm or a facial tanning self-tan, that you can just add very little. You're done. Mm-hmm. And I love that new appreciation of, you know, we like to see skin. I think everyone was kind of concentrating on their skin as well a lot. It was like one of their projects over lockdown. And I feel like, you know, I love this kind of new, relaxed, like, and there's less judgment. Everyone's like, you do you. And, you know, yeah, this is new. And I love that kind of feeling.
Darren?
It's all about skincare as opposed to covering up. And I think personally, that's been something that I've been a proponent for so long, because I think actually, you know, we all travel the world and, you know, we see beautiful skin everywhere. But there is something about the Irish complexion, which Irish people in general do not race. And it drives me mad, because Irish women in particular, I find, tend to have the most beautiful skin, the most beautiful complexion, natural freckles, which for so long were being hidden on their makeup.
Darren,
and I'm
clearly
delighted to
never
see.
Seen my corned beef
you,
legs.
You have great skin. I'm talking about your face.
Oh my goodness. Like come winter when we're wrapped around Jimmy, the radiators and cold and perished and purple legs.
No, he
on
has
me.
A point though. We do.
No.
To now, we've been caking the stuff on, you know, and I think there is something in that.
It's
better
a newfound
for your
confidence.
Skin as well.
It's a newfound confidence in your skin, in your complexion. And it's also a confidence in who you are. And I think that's the point, isn't it? It's like, you know, we're dressing for who we are and we're doing our makeup for the real version of ourselves, as opposed to the version we want to like be on a magazine.
I want to ask you before I let you go about ties for men with the suit, right? Because Ray Darcy was talking about this yesterday. They did a Twitter poll asking listeners whether we should get rid of ties altogether. 37.4% said get rid of them, but 62.6% said keep them, which I'm a bit surprised about, because I thought that all that was gone out the window.
Well, there's always a person that will love to wear a tie. Mm-hmm. You know, or there's a person.
I'm one of them.
All right, I was thinking
I love
that.
To wear a tie. Yeah,
and, you know, it's like, a way of expressing your personality. If you have, you know, a plain suit, you might want to jazz it up with a tie. In the same way a woman would, you know, wear, you know, jewellery. That's how we are, earrings or, you know, something like that. But Darren, and I definitely think you're one of that 30. Was it
37%? 62 no, said keep it. Yeah, nearly 63.
You've got to remember the history here, guys. I mean, how many of us were forced to wear a horrible tie with a school uniform and, you know, I used to get almost a wrap around the back of the neck if I didn't have my knot done correctly. And I was like, oh, my God. So
did
that
you
would
not
turn
have
you off
a piece of
tie.
Elastic around it, Darren?
Oh, I won't tell you what my tip was. But the thing is, it's like, you know, when you embrace, and this is the thing, when it goes back to making the wardrobe work for you and making fashion fun, when you embrace it and you're doing it because actually you think it, you know, it really offsets a lovely suit, or it makes you feel good about yourself. And that's why I think 63% doesn't surprise me, because you know what, guys, and we don't often say it as much as women, and we don't invest as much visibly as much as women, but men want to feel good too. And when you're wearing a suit and a tie, you feel bulletproof.
Jeroen Kilcullen says Dunn stores have a new way to make you think you're slimmer, the elastic waistband. I used to be a 36-inch waist, now I'm 34. That's great.
Now listen, Claire, yes. Claire, I wanna talk about numbers, right? I was talking on Liveline a couple of weeks ago about the number on your pants or on your jacket. And here's the thing, right? If the number is causing you an issue, because bear in mind, there is no actual standard, universal standard on clothes sizing. So every brand differs. And if it's upsetting you in any way, my recommendation is get the item, if it feels good, if it looks good, bring it home, cut the tag off, and never think about the size or the number on it again.
And can I tell you, I have been doing that. I've cut the number, the labels off my bras, and then I want to rebuy the bra and I have no notion what bloody size it was. So my tip to go with that is staple the tag onto a piece of paper and stick it in an envelope somewhere.
This is getting far too complicated. Yeah, take a picture of the label before you put it in the bin. That's a good idea.
Look at you.
Trina, Darren, thank you so much. Darren, have a lovely time tonight. Send us photographs of yourself in the tux. We want to see someone having a wonderful night out at a black tie event. Thank you
I
both.
I most certainly will.
Do. Thank you so much indeed. Thanks, Trina, for coming in. Let's take a break.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.